إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: فهل ينظرون إلا الساعة أن تأتيهم بغتة فقد جاء أشراطها فأنى لهم إذا جاءتهم ذكراهم. والشرط بفتحتين العلامة، وأشراطها علاماتها، وفي فتح الباري لابن حجر: المراد بالأشراط العلامات التي يعقبها قيام الساعة. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَهَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمْ فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا فَأَنَّ لَهُمْ إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ ذِكْرَاهُمْ. Do they then await other than the hour? That is the hour, one of the names of the day of judgment. That it should come upon them suddenly. But some of its indications and signs have already come. فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا. And when it actually is on them, how can they benefit then by their reminder? This ayah is in Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It talks about as-sa'ah, the hour, yawm al-qiyamah, the day of judgment, yawm al-hashr, the day that all people are resurrected, yawm al-ba'th, and the people are gathered in one place. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what are they waiting for apart from the day of judgment? Indeed, the signs, ashratuha, the signs and the conditions for the hour to come are already there. There is a lifetime for everything. As there is a lifetime for humankind, and there is a lifetime for various animals and beings and so on, there is a lifetime for this world that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when its end is coming. And one of the fundamentals of Iman that makes you a Muslim is to believe in al-yawm al-akhir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. And also in Hadith Jibreel, that is narrated by Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, and you can find it in both al-Bukhari and Muslim, when a man came, no one knew that person. He was wearing white clothes with very dark hair. And there are no signs that this man was traveling. Because if you are traveling, you are a little bit messed up, even if you take the plane. by the time you reach your destination, you know, your jacket is creased and your trousers are I don't know what. You know, you look a little bit done in, if you like. But that man was wearing perfect and clean clothes with perfect black hair, immaculate, as in the hadith. So he started to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam some questions. And the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, they had this, they wouldn't ask too many questions. They would not approach the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with too many questions unless they actually needed to. So they were always happy for someone else from Al-Badia, from the countryside or from outside, who doesn't know the culture, if you like, to ask questions. And this man started to ask about Islam and about Iman and about Ihsan and about Iman. He asked about Islam, and the Prophet ﷺ told him the five pillars of Islam: Iman billahi wal yawm al akhir, an tashhad an la ilaha illallah, wa tuqim as salah, wa tu'ti az zakah, wa tasum ramadan, wa tahujj al bayt. To say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, the key to Islam and to paradise, and then to establish salah, to fast the month of Ramadan, to pay zakah and perform Hajj. And then he asked about the fundamentals of Iman. Then the Prophet ﷺ, أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وأن تؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. Then he told him that you believe in Allah, you believe in the angels, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way, and they would do what they are ordered to do. And then believe in the prophets and messengers sent to humankind from the time of Adam until the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, 124,000 of them, 300 and a little bit more, بِضْعٌ وَثَلَاثْمُعَ وَبِضْعٌ رُسُلٌ, messengers with books. Then believe in the books generically before the Quran, and believe in Quran specifically, and then believe in al-yawm al-akhir, to believe in that there will be a day that people will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they would be asked about what they have done during their lifetime, and then to believe in fate. So believing in al-yawm al-akhir is very fundamental. And in the ayah, in Surah Al-Baqarah, you'll find that وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And in some references in Al-Quran, it talks about believing in Allah and in the hereafter. And if you pick out of the six pillars of Iman, two, if you pick one, it is to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you pick two, then you would pick definitely to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to believe in al-yawm al-akhir. Because if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you believe in the messengers and prophets sent to you, and you believe in the books they have, and you believe in what they tell you, that there is angels and there is al-akhirah, of course. Believing in al-akhirah means that you know that there will be a time that you go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will ask you about what you have done during your lifetime on earth. It is very, very important. There are, in the history of mankind, and until today, there are people who would say, we believe in Allah, we believe in God, we believe in a creator. Even the Arabs, the kuffar of Quraysh, when وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you ask them who created heavens and earth, they would tell you it is Allah. They have no denial of that. They would not deny it, because no one claimed to have created heavens and earth and humans and everything else but Allah. In the books sent to humankind, Always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he says that he created heavens and earth, and no one else claimed otherwise. No one came and say, by the way, it is not Allah, it's someone else. Even those who worship deities beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including the kuffar of Quraysh, they said, وَمَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. We only worship these idols made of wood or stone or sometimes even dates. They worship them so as they mediate between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created heavens and earth goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without challenge. But then throughout history people claim that, you know, there are deities, there are suns, there are this, there are that, animals to be worshipped, the sun, the moon, and so on. And also, you'll find people believing, but they will deny believing in al-yawm al-akhir, in the hour, or in the last day, or in the day of resurrection. Why? It's easy. If they believe in Allah, okay, they believe in Allah, and they don't have any, they have no commitment, and then they can do what they like, and since nothing will happen, then they can do what they like. So the rejection of the belief in al-yawm al-akhir is really a passport, if you like, not to abide by any sharia or by any law, by any religion, to be free of all of that. Hence, believing in al-yawm al-akhir is extremely important. Also, if you read in Al-Quran, you feel that the pointers towards al-yawm al-akhir are in abundance. It talks a lot about Yawm al-Ba'th, Yawm al-Hisab, Al-Yawm al-Akhir, Al-Sa'a. There are so many names. Al-Haqqa, Al-Sakha, Al-Tamma al-Kubra. So many names for the Day of Judgment. Yawm al-Ba'th, Yawm al-Hisab, Yawm al-Qiyamah. There are so many of that in the Quran. And also, there are all, pointers. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى. In Surah Taha, that السَّاعَة, the hour is coming, I'm almost hiding it. It's so obvious that it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى. So as every soul will be rewarded and given back what it has done. إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَآتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. The hour is coming, there is no doubt about it. But most people believe not. وَإِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَآتِيَةٌ فَاصْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ. The hour is coming, so forgive in a good way. So the indications of Sa'a, of the hour and the day of judgment are in abundance. Furthermore, this hour is nigh, is very close. It is not very far. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ. The hour is coming closer and the moon split. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. In Surah Al-Anbiya, that the reckoning of people is coming closer to them, but they are forgetting, they are unaware, and they are turning their backs upon it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. They see it as very far. We think, yeah, this is the way we are. We think it is far. But it is not far. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. To the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَى أَمْرُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُوا. It is already there. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us that بُعِثْتُ أَنَا وَالسَّاعَةَ كَهَتَيْنِ. So there are indications for the hour. And One of the first indications of this hour is the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, من مات فقد قامت قيامته. Let us say that the hour is coming in, Allahu A'lam, tens of thousands of years, or thousands, or hundreds. If I die tomorrow, that's it. My books are closed. And for me, my hour has come upon me. Everyone who died, his hour has come upon him or her. Those who passed away, their hour has come upon them. Because they cannot make tawbah anymore. They cannot increase their good deeds. They cannot return to iman if they died, wal-iyadu billah, with kufr. So it is very close. And it is so close that we need to be aware of it and we need to prepare for it, dear brothers and sisters. The knowledge of as-sa'ah is not known to anyone. Not even to the messengers and prophets, nor to the angel Israfil, who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described. He said, كَيْفَ أَهْنَى? How can I relax and rest while Israfil has put the trumpet near his mouth, looking into Al-Arsh, to the throne, waiting for the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him the order to blow in the trumpet, so as the sa'ah will start. Of course, the first blow, everyone alive will die, and the second one, people are resurrected. And some ulama, they say that there are three blows. This is nafqat al-saq, wa nafqat al-maut, wa nafqat al-ba'th. The first one is for people to be astonished, and the second one they die, and the third one to be resurrected. Nevertheless, this angel does not know the time. He is just waiting for the signal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا فِيمَا أَنْتَ مِنْ ذِكْرَاهَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ مُنْتَهَاهَا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنْذِرُ مَنْ يَخْشَاهَا. They ask you about the hour, when it is. Why? You don't know it. فِيمَا أَنْتَ مِنْ ذِكْرَاهَا. It is to your Lord its knowledge, and you are only a warner for those who fear that day. A warner for those who fear that day. This is the underlying moral of the whole of that, is really to fear that day, to feel that it is very close, and to prepare for it as we prepare for death. There are so many. Even in that same hadith Jibreel, when the man asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course the man happened to be Jibreel, in a form of a man. Sometimes duhya al-kalbi, sometimes a man they didn't know. فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. He asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, tell me about the hour. He says, مَا الْمَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِعَلَمْ مِنَ السَّائِلِ. So no one can claim after this ayat and this hadith that anyone can calculate anything. Forget about calculations. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, مَا الْمَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَمَ مِنَ السَّائِلِ. The one who is being asked is not more knowledgeable about the hour than the one who is asking. And the one who is asking is Jibreel. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا جِبْرِيلِ. Jibreel does not know the time of As-Sa'ah, nor the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is a knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept for himself. So we should not really waste our time in trying to calculate things when as-sa'ah is coming and so on and so forth. Nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in the ayah, فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا, there are signs that point towards the hour, the day of judgment, the day of resurrection. And the ulama divided these signs into two categories. One category, they called it al-alamat al-sughra lis-sa'ah, the minor signs of the hour, and the other category is the major signs. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam once passed, as in a hadith narrated by Muslim, اطلع النبي. This hadith is narrated by Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. And Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhu was specialized in asking about turmoils and fitan and bad things. And he said it himself. He said, كان الناس يسألون عن الخير وأسأل عن الشر مخافة أن يدركني. People used to ask about good things, and I used to ask about evil things so as I can avoid it. So that was his, subhanAllah, his strategy. So the hadith of fitan, you'll find a few of them narrated by Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, and this is one of them. He says that the Prophet ﷺ looked at us, they were a group of sahaba, they were discussing things. And the Prophet ﷺ asked them, what are you talking about? They said, we're talking about as-sa'ah, the hour. He said, it will not come until you see 10 signs. Ashr ayat. 10 major signs. فذكر الدخان, the smoke. I'm not going to explain any one of that because it's beyond today's khutbah. These are, each one of them needs a separate khutbah. My target today is really to highlight the importance of as-sa'ah and the signs. الدخان, the smoke. الدجال, you can call them the anti-messiah, a man who claims to be a prophet, he is a human, and then he claims to be وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ اللَّهِ, and he has things that are beyond people comprehension, but he is a liar. An adabba, an animal that talks, and the sun rises from the west for 3 days, and the coming back of Isa alayhi salatu salam, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, race of people who cause major corruption on earth and destruction. خصف بالمشرق وخصف بالمغرب وخصف في جزيرة العرب. A tremor or a major earthquake in the east and a major earthquake in the west and one in the Arabian Peninsula. وآخر ذلك نار تخرج من اليمن تطرد الناس إلى محشرهم. A huge fire that makes people escape to where they are going to be resurrected. These are major signs, and the minor signs, some of them, they have appeared already. Some they appeared and they continue to appear, and then some have not appeared at all. Now, it is important to have that in mind. Nevertheless, it is also important to understand why we talk about the signs of the hour. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. It is a sign of iman to believe in اليوم الآخر. It is a condition of iman to believe in al-yawm al-akhir. It is an important aspect of the belief, and the reason that we have that belief, and the reason why the Quran and the Sunnah told us about it, first of all, is to test our iman. تحقيق الإيمان بالغيب الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة. So one of the characteristics of believers is that they believe in the unseen, and whatever you don't see is al-ghayb, geographically or time-wise. It may be in the past, it may be in the future. Someone can tell you al-ghayb geographically. If some incident happened in Australia, for you, you don't know until someone tells you about it. But there are things that in the future happening, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can tell us about them. Also to be prepared, to be always ready for that day. You cannot say, tomorrow inshallah I'll start praying. When I graduate, I'm still young, when I get married, when I go to Hajj, when I come back from Umrah, when I get my job, when I get children, it is always too late. You do it now, because you don't know when As-sa'ah is coming, when the hour is coming, and indeed when your time or my time is coming. No, no one says that young people don't die, and you know that. Children die. Children in the wombs of their mothers, I have seen, die just a day before they are delivered, and a day after they are delivered, and months after, or years, or someone can live until they know not after abundance of knowledge. لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمْ بَعْدِ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. Be prepared. It also shows that